From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama set to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama Tuesday becomes the first U.S. leader to address the African Union, capping his five-day, two-nation visit to Kenya and Ethiopia. Monday, he met regional leaders to discuss South Sudan's conflict and held bilateral talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn. The president said they had frank discussions about human rights, Mr. Hailemariam insisting afterwards, Addis Ababa is committed to improving human rights and good governance.
My government has expressed its commitment to deepen the democratic process already underway in the country and work towards respect of human rights and improving governance. We have reiterated once again that our commitment to democracy is real, not skin deep. We have both noted that we need to step up efforts to strengthen our institutions and build our capacity in various areas.
Mr. Obama urged Addis Ababa to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security posed by Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Turkey on a plan to clear IS insurgents from northern Syria. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We continue to talk to the Turks about how to better cooperate along that border and against ISIL, and we'll continue to do that. I don't have any announcements today about what that's going to entail, but we are certainly cognizant of the fact that 2 million-some-odd refugees are in Turkey, and the Turks are carrying a heavy load in trying to deal with that.
U.S. officials of the joint U.S.-Turkey military cooperation will not include a